The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you remember the first part of the story of Jonah? It had to do with an animal, a big sea animal.
Is it a big fish? How Jonah did not listen to God and as punishment he got swallowed he got swallowed by a big fish.
Okay. So Jonah was swallowed by a big fish because he did not listen to God. How many days Jonah stayed in the belly of the fish?
3.
3 days. Now, do you believe that someone can survive in the belly of, let's say, the big fish is a whale for 3 days?
No.
No? Okay, how many of you say don't believe it? Raise your hands. Okay, why don't you believe it?
Because wouldn't he be chewed up?
Okay, because he'll be chewed up. Because science tells us you can't survive in the belly of a fish for 3 days, right? And come out whole. Because after those 3 days, the fish took Nineveh back to Nineveh and just spit him out so he can do what God asked him to do. Now, did you hear about the earthquake in Turkey and Syria? How many people died? About. Take a guess. Okay, 40,000, some they say 50,000. Now, what's amazing about the earthquake is usually science tells us that after 3 days, people will not survive under the rubble, right? If they're under like a whole building toppled on them, after 3 days, probably their chances of survival is minimal. But they found people alive after 10 days. Even 11 days, they were still finding people alive. So when science tells us something, it's not 100% true. It's like most probably 90% of the time, this will happen. But sometimes things happen that really don't fit into what science tells us. And that's what we call, as Christians, miracles. Now, could be other reasons why those people survived. We don't know. So we call it miracles, something outside of the normal probability for it to happen. So yes, science tells us Jonah cannot survive in the whale's belly for 3 days, but it's possible, right? But that's not the point of the story. God did not tell us the story so he can teach us whether we can survive in the belly of a big fish or not. It's about how much God loves even his enemies. See, the Ninevites were the enemies of Jonah, the enemies of the people of Israel. And that's why Jonah did not want to go and tell him about God and ask him to repent so that God can forgive them. He wanted God to punish them, to just kill them all, destroy them. But the point of the story to show us that God loves our enemies, loves God's enemies, because those people did not believe in God. And that's why Jesus tells us we should love our enemies, because God loves everyone, whether we are his friends or enemies. God always loves us and always gives us the chance to go back to him and ask him to forgive us and to help us to grow in love. So at one point, we can love our enemies too. And the way we do this during Lent is we go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. In a few weeks, you guys will have the opportunity to go to confession. When we go to confession, it's not about how bad we are. We go to confession to hear how good God is, that he will forgive us no matter what we've done. As long as we have the desire to change our ways and stop doing those things that are not loving, just like the people of Nineveh did. Although Jonah was their enemies, they didn't believe in the God of Jonah, but when they heard his words and his invitation to change their ways and become more loving people, they listened to him. And we need to listen to God when God tells us, look, I love you. You can become a better person. Let me help you. And that's why we go to confession. It's to remember how good God is and how much he loves us, so that that love will make us love even our enemies. A lot of times we see confession as the, you know, it's, I got to go in there and think how bad I am. It's not about how bad we are. It's about how good God is.